With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A verdict has been reached in the Ryan Ruth trial in South Florida. Ruth has been found guilty on all five counts. He had been charged with trying to assassinate Donald Trump on a South Florida golf course. He faces life in prison. At the United Nations, President Trump blames Europe's commitment to green energy for creating high energy costs, contributing to more than 175,000 heat-related deaths.
What is that all about? That's not Europe. That's not the Europe that I love and know. All in the name of pretending to stop the global warming hoax. The entire globalist concept of asking successful industrialized nations to inflict pain on themselves and radically disrupt their entire societies must be rejected completely and totally, and it must be immediate.
The president has also used the moment to oppose recognition of a Palestinian state. President Trump threatening sanctions against Russia, but says European countries must join in.
Addressing the United Nations, the president said he's prepared to impose powerful tariffs if Russia doesn't end its war in Ukraine.
For those tariffs to be effective, European nations would have to join us in adopting the exact same measures.
And he said EU nations must stop buying Russian energy.
They can't be doing what they're doing. They're buying oil and gas from Russia while they're fighting Russia.
He argued they're funding the war against themselves. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has rejected direct negotiations with the United States over his country's nuclear program. France, Germany, and UK, meanwhile, began the process of reimposing sanctions on Iran at the end of August. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 100 points, the Nasdaq Composite 226 in the red. This is SRN News. A Michigan transgender legal case will proceed.
A U.S. district court will not quash a lawsuit filed by a couple who accused the Rockford Public School District of helping their teenage daughter live as a boy in class without their permission. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the parents, and spokesman Kate Anderson says, quote, "Parents have the right to direct the upbringing, education, and health care of their children without government interference. Schools should never hide vital information from parents." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has struck down a ballot summary for a pro-life amendment backed by Republican state lawmakers, stating that it presented an unfair and insufficient description to voters. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled the ballot summary must be rewritten, but he did reject a request by abortion advocates to block the proposed constitutional amendment from going to voters in the state. This is SRN News. A powerful typhoon, Ragasa, headed toward southern China. That's after lashing the Philippines with destructive winds and torrential rain. Tens of millions of people could be impacted by this storm. Moldovans facing a wave of AI-driven disinformation.
It's all ahead of a crucial parliamentary election on Sunday. Online monitoring groups have tracked Russian propaganda campaigns aimed at reducing support for the pro-European Party of Action and Solidarity, or PAS. Researchers say these campaigns mark a new phase in Russian influence operations using AI to impersonate Western media and flood comment sections. Moldovan President Maia Sandu has warned that this vote is the most consequential in the country's history, determining its future with the EU or Russia. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.